For media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought game, certainly, between you guys and James Madison on Saturday. You come up short 21-0. And give me your impressions after going back and looking at the film about your team's performance.
Well, you realize, one, that you can't go on the road and play a very good football team like James Madison in their place and turn the ball over and not execute. Two, their physicality up front on the defensive side of the ball didn't enable us to run the football. We had some opportunities two or three times to make some plays and do some things. We just didn't do it, you know. Very disappointing in that sense, knowing that you have an opportunity. You know, it's 14-0, and you're moving the ball down into their territory late in the third quarter. Got an opportunity to get a score somehow, some way. We go for the touch and don't finish the drive. They make the pick. Make it a 21-0 game after that. Tough situation for us to rally back from. Played hard, you know, and did some really good things. I thought defensively we did a good thing, except for in two drives of the game. You know, again, they're the number one team in the country for a lot of reasons. But as I told Mike after, I think their defense has been the difference in that program since the middle of last season, since our game on. They're playing tremendous over there.
Just speaking of that, how good is that? I mean, you've been around this league for a while, and just historically, you know, I know they're ranked number one this week in total defense in the country, but how good is this defense?
You know, it's good at how it does things, and more importantly, it's good with the players that it's got. And you watch, you know, they're very long and athletic in the secondary, and those guys can cover people in our league. You know, you watch all the tape leading up to the game. There's not a lot of spaces that people are making plays on. Two, their defensive front is an athletic, strong team that can run to the ball and get there. And then their linebackers, all three of them play their tails off and can play from inside out. So, you know, at all three levels, they're playing very well. And again, they're well coached, got a great scheme.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. As good as that defense was, you guys did have a couple shots, as you touched on. You had the drive late in the second quarter where you had the fumble, and then the interception play early in the third quarter that you already touched on. I know you don't get into, you know, what might have happened, but do you feel like if you could have cashed those in even with field goals, maybe it's a different game at that point?
Yeah, you know, when you go in there, as we talked before the whole week, you got to make sure you utilize your drives, guys, because once you get into that zone there against that defense, if you get down there, you got to execute and put points on the board. You come away with nothing, and more importantly, you come away, you gave up seven when they throw a pick and they go to the house. You know, those are tough things to rebound from and go. You know, obviously, the Evans fumble was a tough thing. They popped it out pretty well. The interception, very good play. You know, you watch the kids. Robinson does a great job of getting inside Malik Love and taking the inside lane away and makes the pick and then makes a great run. It's frustrating because you know you have to execute in those situations and we didn't do it.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Craig Haley with Stats.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Doing well, Craig. How are you?
Real well, thank you. This question is a little bit out of left field, but I wanted to ask you, is there any kind of impact this year with the way you and your staff are handling recruiting, considering the early signing date in December, just how it impacts you in season?
In season, you know, we have had one or two kids come on official visits, and that's about it. I'm sure guys in the league are going to have, you know, four or five official visits, maybe some more. But for us, when we're at in the recruiting process, we're just going to hope to get some of the kids committed, sign an early date, and then see what falls after that. You know, it's a process that I think will be much more cleared out for our teams once that's our early signing day goes and the guys that sign up with the FCS schools, I mean the FBS schools.
Sure. Thank you, Coach.
Sean, you touched on your defensive effort, a pretty solid effort against a strong game. The offense, you hold them to 339 yards and just the two offensive touchdowns in the second quarter. What did you feel like you did well, and what was sort of the strategy to try to slow them down?
Well, to slow that team down, I think you got to do two things. One, you got to tackle in open space. I mean, three things, excuse me. One, you got to tackle in open space. Two, you got to cover decently in your zone man concepts for their run pass options, their RPOs, which they've been great at for the last 2 years. And then the third thing, what you really try to do is try to keep Brian Shore somewhere inside, somewhere, you know, again, you just kept watching the tape, how well a kid scrambled in before our game, what he did last year, what he did this year, how he makes plays with his feet, you know, and then he runs quarterback draws. And I think we did a decent job of keeping him, you know, contained a little bit, you know. And you can only hold on to so much because they got so much talent over there on that side. And I thought, you know, we did a decent job against it.
Rick Holt, your defensive tackle with a career-high 10 tackles, which is a bunch from that position. Talk about his performance.
Just a kid that's been playing pretty well the whole year and has played very well against his team the last three times he's played it. I really was impressed with the way that he got running to the football and kept straining to get to it when balls broke out of the pocket, when there were screens and swing passes. He made a couple tackles, you know, that you see kids do just because of the effort they're given, and Ricky was a really big force on Saturday doing stuff like that.
Your team has been awful good this year at bouncing back from losses, picking up wins. What's the message this week with 3 weeks to go?
Well, 3 weeks ago, this one's the most important one of the season. It's the next one. It's against a really good William & Mary football team that don't let this record even come close to indicating what type of team they are. They've owned us down there, you know, and Jimmy's team and Jimmy's staff have always done an unbelievable job against us. You know, you watch their games, and the only one that was an abbreviation of who they are, I think, was a little bit in the JMU game. Everything else, they're playing unbelievable defense, you know, and they play downhill in it. They're struggling with it like we do at times on the offensive side of the ball to do some things. But, you know, this team is a real good football team. And our kids got to refocus really quick, have a disappointing loss, go down there and keep our head afloat here on what we're trying to do.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, take care, Rob.